Hey everyone, it's Kid Fury, and I'd like to remind you that The Boondocks, one of my favorite shows, is going to be back on Adult Swim on Monday, April 21st. So get prepared for Huey and Riley and Granddad to cause more ruckus. That was a joke. It's fine. You don't have to appreciate it. On Adult Swim, Monday, April 21st, let's laugh our asses off. But for now, we'll do this show or whatever instead. Hello.
Hi, friend. How are you?
I am just fine.
Great.
Is what I am.
Absolutely. Yes.
This is a show that we do called The Read.
It is.
I am Pharrell's Hat.
And I am Foxy Cleopatra. And I'm a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, you can't really do it without
that. You can't do it without it.
First of all, I would like to give honor to Pharrell's Hat because when we first saw it, we were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Sir? Who's living in there?
And now,
I have a lot of questions.
Now I can't picture him without it on.
It's like.
And he's got like 500 different ones.
It's like he's had it forever.
I kind of want one.
I don't really remember what he looks like without it.
Now when he's not wearing it, it's kind of like whoa.
Wait, where is the hat?
Where's the hat at?
Come on now. You can't just fuck with us like this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what he's doing, you know, kind of like his own Baduism head wrap situation where you leave it to him. So, yeah, black excellence.
that works. What it is.
Before we even move on into, you know, our little sweet spot of the week, I just want to say to Mother Nature.
Oh, Lord God.
You can eat ass with ranch. Today, miss. Because.
Why would you wish ranch?
I don't know who the fuck pissed this bitch off to where it has to be snow. I can't even speak. Snow and hail.
Yes.
In my life.
Snail in my life.
On April 15th.
Yes.
It is spring, bitch. Mother Nature, we all had to pay our taxes yesterday, ho. I don't know what you're mad about. Thank you. Get the fuck out of here. Bring on the warm. And then all these people been wearing around in t-shirts and tank tops and just been enjoying this little bit of warmth. And I've been clinging tight to my coats and sweaters and things because I know this bitch and she's dirty. And just like that, 30 degrees, we're going to make this bitch snow. What?
I was so, on Sunday, it was like 72, and I was like, oh, bitch, I'm taking full advantage. Like, I wore a skirt and everything. I was like, oh, no, because for that to be Sunday, and then for Tuesday to be literal snow on the ground, it was just like,
what?
How? This is, spring is the worst fucking season. I don't understand how anybody enjoys this time of year. The pollen is everywhere. Bees are just fucking in everybody's faces. You can't breathe. You can't even wake up. You wake up like, bitch, I need Benadryl, like, now. Like, can I rub it on my skin? Like, is there a delayed reaction Benadryl? Like, I need a steady stream of Benadryl in my system. And that's just the beginning.
I don't think I'm allergic to pollen.
In Oklahoma, spring means the start of tornado season, which is a whole nother level of bullshit you really do not want to know about.
No, thanks.
Up here is the start of all kind of brand new bullshit. God only knows all this craziness. And it means 72 degrees on Sunday and 32 degrees on Tuesday. It's
and
not right.
It's about to be hoe season, so everybody stay away from me. Anyway.
I'm gearing up, but that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day.
Should I do the Black Excellence and then tell them about this week's special?
No, I think you should tell them about the special now since I just found out about it a whole, you know, 4 minutes ago.
Great. So this episode today is called The Mango Rita Experiment. Crystal and I have some Mango Rita beverages. That we will open now.
Now, I feel like last week we talked about how, due to my advanced age, I'm unable to drink these.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So I just felt like, you
that,
know.
I guess.
Maybe nothing will happen. I don't really, you know. Maybe
I mean,
we'll
it's only 8 ounces, thank God, but.
Yeah, it's only 8 ounces of.
Mango, like, Rita. Have you had, you've
devil
had this before?
Perspiration and a little juice.
Is it nasty?
No, I don't think it's. It just kind of tastes like a.
It smells like a bad decision. It smells like a 40.
So let's go ahead and we'll see what happens with those.
Okay, this is going to be so fun.
Sip one. You want to?
Yeah, let's clink aluminum cans.
Hey, cheers.
Whoop. All right.
All righty. So. Delicious.
It goes down like cough syrup.
It's great. Woo. So I would like to send a special. I would like us to send a special shout out and recognition to young Kennedy Brown and her friends. Kennedy Brown, I don't know if you heard about this. This is a 15-year-old girl in, I want to say, Houston. Yes. Who was diagnosed with, like, a rare form of brain cancer. And so her friends have, like, rallied together and done this thing for her where they're trying to give her, like, a prom and homecoming and all of these things.
Oh.
And they did, like, a thing on social media called, I think, they did, like, a hashtag Drake for Ken. And tried to get, I guess Drake is one of her favorite artists, and tried to get Drake, you know, to maybe FaceTime with her or whatever. I guess his people saw it. Manager called the daddy in the middle of the night. I love the fact that the daddy was like, he said, I didn't even pick it up. He said, I called back in the morning. It was like,
so real. So
some damn so nerd calling my mother.
Her daddy is so real. So, I don't give a fuck who's on that phone. It'll wait till daybreak, young man. Yes. So real.
So anyway, they were able to get in touch with Drake, and Drake flew out to Houston and went over to their house. The dad said they ate barbecue together, and he stayed over there for like 2 hours, and they took pictures together, and it was just really sweet. And so it's nice that, you know, social media can be used for good things.
Yes.
And that this girl got to meet one of her favorite artists. And it just makes you love Drake that much more. I'm never going to stop making fun of him, but I think he's so cool.
He makes fun of himself. Did you see his Jimmy Kimmel skit?
That was so great. Especially when that one man caught himself like really trying to go in, and he was like, I am an idiot for being here when I could be bathing in champagne with 50 bitches. And the man still didn't get it. He was like, you're not catching it on. He's fantastic.
But at the end, when he took off the disguise of the little boy, that like the fan would see him, and then he brought the boy on, Jimmy Kimmel. It was just like,
he's cool as shit. Right. I love him.
I mean, he's fun to make, like, he's fun to make fun of.
And I like that he's doing more of that, because I think that he's good at it. So, yes.
It just means that when we make fun of him, it comes from a good place instead of a hateful one.
Right. Exactly. That's all we're saying. It's out of love. I'm not going to get too deep into this whole story. If you want to look some more of it up, you can online, but it gets like really sad.
Aww.
And I'm just happy that, you know, Drake did that. So shout out to all of you. That's my Black Excellence. I don't know if I'm going to do that every week, but it's just going to be something I think I'll do when I'm inspired.
Okay.
Moving forward, I'll take another sip of my death in a can here.
It really does taste like carbonated cough syrup. Not sure who approved this. Oh, it says try it over ice. That's what we're doing. It's not classy enough.
Honey, I should have brought some flutes in here.
I mean, you underestimated this Bud Light Lime shit.
Let's move into the hot topics.
Yes, let's do that.
I'm going to sip my mangarita now.
I think I'm going to take a break. And I will put it on Tumblr why I took a break, but y'all will find that out later.
Okay. The Carters.
Yes.
The Carters are allegedly going on tour this summer. I don't know which queen snitched. Y'all need to keep your mouths shut. But anyway, yeah, apparently they're doing like a I don't know how many dates they have said, but
yeah,
a stadium tour together this summer, which I will be at.
Yes, it doesn't. I don't think people understand my commitment to being at this show. Like, whatever it takes, somebody will have to die for me to not be at this show. Somebody I'm blood related to. Like, that is the only way I'm not going to this.
It could be your baby's first chance at a Beyonce concert. And if it's between your baby and me, choose me.
Like, oh my God, somebody asked me, would I rather have front row seats to the next Beyonce concert or 50-yard line seats at the Saints in the Super Bowl? And I was just like, why would you do that to me?
Yeah, they're always doing that.
That's just so, I can't, what are you asking me to do right now? It's like asking me to choose between the left side of my brain and the right side. Like, I need them both. Why would you do that? I can't.
Listen, I have to be there, and I want to be close enough to smell her perfume.
Yes.
his clone.
Yes.
I want to just, like, I need to.
I want to see the details on her outfits. I want to see, like, the lines in her stockings. I want to be.
I want to see the stitching that took place specifically for this show.
I want to see the glittery particles on her fucking shoes, nigga. I need to be at this show. I cannot wait.
I want to be able to read the stamp Louboutin in the box. Like, I want to be able to see the. I want everything.
Yes, I'm ready, Beyonce. Whenever they go on sale, I'm ready. Whatever I have to do, I feel like these tickets are going to sell out extremely quickly.
Yes.
And I really don't want to pay some bullshit reseller, you know, three times, five times the face value of these tickets. I really don't. So I'm really, like, I know God does not answer these kind of prayers, but I'm just hoping really hard. I don't want to bother God. People have real problems. But I am hoping really hard that I get tickets to this show. I really am. Because I need to see the Carters.
And you know something? I haven't heard many people talk about it, but Jay's tour was really good.
Yeah, it was.
The Magna Carta show was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first Jay-Z show ever. That was my first time seeing him live.
Oh.
I was on my chair with my diamonds and fucking skies.
Yes.
And so being able to experience them together.
I can't even. Oh my God.
And that's the one experience that I've been waiting on. I've never, Asante got to see them perform together. I never got to see them perform together ever. And I always wanted to. And so. Woo!
I'm so ready. Dustin mentioned that, like, being able to see, like, On the Run Part 2, like, being able to experience that live, like, I'm not prepared, but I need to be there. Like, this has to happen to me.
I want for Blue Ivy to walk out onto the stage, and I want for her to turn around and say, "Bun," and walk off. I just want her to walk on and point to her bun and just say, "Bun," and walk off stage. And if she does that, they will carry me out.
Oh, I want to see them do something like really sentimental, like Glory and Blue, like maybe some kind of mashup or something of her. Maybe not having her on stage.
No, don't bring her on stage.
But like some
please.
Kind of, like those songs could play maybe while it's some kind of cute video montage of like the family. Like I would live for that.
Yeah, I think so.
But literally whatever you choose, if you guys decide to just come out and read from a book for 2 hours, I'll be there and present and on time.
They could literally sit on two stools and read Of Mice and Men.
Yes. And I will be here for all of it. Like, oh, Steinbeck never sounded so good, bitch.
Please, thank
like,
you.
Oh, please. No,
it.
You have never heard reading like this.
So that's something to be excited about.
Yes, it is.
Let's move on to, oh, something you can tell us about.
Sports. No. Oh,
So Lolo Jones.
Yeah. Oh, that bitch. God damn it. I'm so sick of her.
I don't know anything about Lolo Jones, but the fact she ran into a hurdle, like they were giving out free dicks and government cheese. That bitch was on fire. And then so I don't know.
She's the same one who referred to Rachel Jean Tell as like Madea or whatever during the Trayvon trial.
That's what it was.
That bitch. Oh, I'm so sick of her. God damn. Shut your fucking mouth. Maybe you could clear a goddamn hurdle if you wasn't always talking shit about somebody else. Focus on your own shit, bitch. You're not successful enough to talk the shit you do. Bitch, you're not FloJo. Shut the fuck up.
Jones tweeted, "It's amazing that Drake is hosting the ESPYs, but it's going to be tough for him to hand out all those awards to Rihanna's ex-boyfriends." Let me tell you something about the niggas they call the Rihanna Navy.
Oh my God.
They sail some platinum ships
bitch.
And they got the fire. And that hoe was everything in
the
book for hours. Scandal came on, they took an hour break and went right back into that bitch's mentions. They were on fire.
They did not give a fuck, man. They came with a whole list of their iTunes receipts. Like, oh, bitch, no. What you won't do is come for our queen.
I'm so disappointed in myself because I don't take any fucking screenshots, but the jokes were flawless.
Yeah, Deadspin published a bunch of their tweets, and I just remember them being like extremely vicious and having no sympathy for Lolo Jones at all because she always puts her fucking foot in her mouth. How many athletes has Rihanna even dated? I really can't think of any other than Matt Kemp. So, what are you talking about, bitch? Like, at least get your facts straight before
you talk
shit. Be good
at something.
Something.
Before
be
you
good at
even
something.
say anything. And that would have still been inappropriate if you were like a champ. But apparently you're not even very good.
You're not good at running track, and you're not good at talking shit. Like, what are you, what can you do other than look like a horse? What are you capable of? God damn, I'm so sick of her.
Well, there you go, Lowells.
I really feel like Lolo Jones is the type of girl who fucks black men and hates black women.
That's it.
100% she strikes me as that type.
I'm just going to call her ass LOL Jones from now on, because that's what your career is.
Yes.
It's a laugh out loud.
Girl, get right. Ugh. Why are you so... I've heard that she's still a virgin, like she's holding on to that whole... Well, her being a virgin is not a rumor. She said that she was a virgin. But I don't remember when the last time was that she confirmed it, so maybe she just needs some dick in her life or some vagina in her life.
Because I knew that's what you were going to say.
I mean, something. Maybe you just need some sexual release. Like, maybe then you will be less of a bitch. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe not. Maybe you need to read more. Maybe you need to start going to church.
Maybe there's a couple of athletes that she would like to be her boyfriends, and she knows that they won't, but they definitely date Rihanna.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's just mad. I know when she takes shots, though, she tends to take them at black women. Just like, oh, girl, fuck you. Did you forget you mixed or did you not care? She seems like one of the ones who thinks she's better than everybody else because
she's mixed and light-skinned. Yep. Yeah, those girls are everywhere. Anyway.
Anyway, fuck Lolo Jones.
So let's talk about the hood's favorite cousin of today, Augusta Salcina.
Yes! You gonna talk about my cousin.
Girl, you can keep his ass. So listen.
Oh, we're gonna disagree on this.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
August Alsina, which, first of all, I'd just like to say that I only a month ago discovered that he's not Chris Brown. So, And a literal month ago in Atlanta for Tay's birthday is when the song came on the radio and they told me, no, this is not Chris Brown. This is August Alsina.
Okay.
And I said, but wait, doesn't he sing? No, Chris Brown has a remix to this. This is August Alsina.
Oh,
okay, girl.
Okay.
Fine, whatever.
I still have not heard his song, so.
I downloaded his little EP or whatever was out at the time, listened to a couple of songs. It's very like hood R&B cream.
Good. Yeah, great.
Fine. Whatever. The only thing about August Alsina that puzzles me is, I mean, maybe I'm just not, excuse me, I have a cold. Maybe I haven't been too invested in his career because I personally don't care. But every time I've heard like quotes from him, I've always hear he says something in an interview, like he said he doesn't eat pussy. And which I think, like, first of all, it's 2014. If you're a straight man, you're not eating pussy, something's got to be wrong with you. Like, I just, and I mean, I'm not going to do it, but that's because pussy does nothing for me personally. But I just feel like if it's 2014, if you expect somebody to go down, bitch, you better bite the bullet and bite that bullet. Okay? Hello.
Maybe he doesn't expect girls to go down. I don't know. I really don't care about whether or not
anyway,
he does that.
He has said that he doesn't
business.
Eat pussy. And then I heard him say something about he doesn't kiss girls because he doesn't kiss on the first date, or he doesn't kiss. Something about kissing because kissing is nasty or some shit like that. I don't know. I hope I'm not misquoting, but it was something weird about kissing. And then he was on 106 Park and he read the fuck out of Keisha Shantae. So what I'm just puzzled about is, like, why do y'all like him? He doesn't seem to be very nice.
Like, I haven't heard anything about him before this.
Oh, well,
BT
then girl,
incident.
Hush. All right.
What
listen.
What? Why I gotta hush? What's wrong?
Do you even know what the story, but what she was asking about? Do you know what that's
yes,
about?
Yes, I know that he and Trey Songz do not get along. I don't know why.
So he did an interview once, I think, with Wrap Up, and he said that he ain't fuck with Trace. And the thing about it was very vague. Like, he said that he doesn't really fuck with Trace Songz. They don't get along. And there was something about a show. I think he was supposed to open for Trace Songz, but then he ended up backing out of the show because he couldn't deal with Trace Songz' ego. But anyway, it was very vague.
Okay.
And so, obviously, people are like, what? We would like to know some more about that. Especially since this nigga did a remix to your song. Anyway.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, there's this remix to that same song I thought that was Chris Brown's song.
I have no idea what song this is, but that's all right.
It's called something about love. I love it, or I love this shit, or something.
Okay.
So, yes. August Alsina's album is out or something, and he was on 106 Park this week. As you know, which is hosted by Bow Wow and Keisha Shantae these days.
No, and I did not know that.
I was talking about the people at home. Oh. I know you don't know that.
Okay. I think this Mangarita is kicking in a little bit. I feel very warm.
Okay, it's probably the gasoline. So, yes, apparently when Augustus got there, he told everyone that, or he told the producers that he didn't want them to ask him about Trey Songz. Keisha, at some point during the interview, asked him about Trey Songz.
Yes.
He replied, oh, so you just gonna go against the grain, huh? And at first I thought that it was just like him just being like goofy or whatever, until he said, I told y'all not to ask me that shit when I got up in here.
Yes.
And I think that's when everybody was like, whoa.
Whoa. Right. Right. Oh, it just got so real.
Oh. Okay. So.
She played it off, though. I'll
you know, she
her.
Played it off, and she tried to explain to him, like, she said, you've been talking about it on blogs and stuff, and, you know, we have your fans here, and the fans want to know that, and that's why I asked you. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. He said, I won't.
Yeah.
And that was that.
I thought, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, this is just how I feel. Okay. I feel like this. Nope. I feel like, okay, first of all, knowing BET and 106 Park especially, I would not be surprised, and it's no shade if anybody can feel how they want to, I would not be surprised if there was some kind of miscommunication and she did not know not to ask him that question. Because I personally don't feel like Keisha Shantae gives that much of a fuck about August Alsina and Trey Songz's relationship to ask him, even though they told her not to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's either she did not know that, or they told her to ask that question anyway.
Right.
Either way, she was doing her goddamn job. And if the producers decided to go against the grain and tell her to ask the question anyway, they should have Bow Wow ask the question and not made that girl put her neck on the line to get cussed out. Because Bow Wow didn't even defend her ass. That nigga left her. Not only did he leave her ass out to dry, he took an additional shit on her. Because if you watch it back, he said something like, the man says I'm come out on the Dallas out on Tuesday. Like, he was almost like, girl, fuck you.
Listen, he told you.
This ain't got nothing to do with me or my checks. I got a baby to take care of. So it was just kind of like, I didn't like it because I just felt like this is actually why I don't like doing interviews.
Yes. Because, no, I will agree with that.
First of all, don't nobody give a fuck. I hardly care about when your album's coming out, what it's going to sound like. Oh, you know, I just work with this producer and I'm just challenging myself and it's just a completely different sound for me and it's just, it's not like anything that's out right now. And it's just, that's what all you motherfuckers say about your albums, and they all they're usually garbage. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit that you have said to every single interviewer that you have gone to this week. I don't care about that. I want to talk about some shit that's actually fucking interesting. You can tell me your album's good all goddamn day. You going to say that. It's yours. If I listen to it, I might not fucking like it. I don't care about those questions. That's why I don't like interviewing people. I think it's corny. But either way, she was doing her job. And if you felt, if she decided, you know what, I'm gonna ask you this question anyway, and I don't give a fuck how you feel about it, there are ways for you to handle a question like that without cussing in front of a whole bunch of 13-year-olds that skip school to be there. Parents don't even know they're on national television right now. You didn't have to do all of that. I didn't like the way that he spoke to her. And maybe if it was Bow Wow, I would feel differently. I don't know. It just made me uncomfortable for him to be cussing at this tiny woman over doing her damn job.
Well, I personally enjoyed it because I agree with you that if she didn't know, and it's very possible that the producers, you know, forgot to pass it on or she just didn't get the message. If she didn't know, then I do feel bad for her. And I feel like hopefully, you know, if he found that out, then he apologized to her publicly, like he humiliated her publicly. But if she decided to, you know, just go against the grain and say it anyway, like he said, and you just decided you was going to be bold and ask me a question I told you not to ask, then you know what? That's what the fuck you get. And I wish more entertainers would react that way. I honestly do. I'm tired of people being nice about stuff because their boundaries weren't respected. If I told you no, then the answer is fucking no. Don't test me on it, bitch. I said no. And so if that, I'm thinking about me. And if I was in that position, which I've been in before, with somebody who's asking questions that I don't want to answer, and I've said, you know, I'm not going to talk about that or whatever. If I say that, then don't fucking ask me about it again. Like, I gave you that grace. That's it. That's as far as I go. If you can't listen to me and respect me when I say no, then I have no reason to respect you in my reply. So fuck you. That's how I looked at it.
Well, when I saw this, the only thing I was thinking of is odds are ain't nobody told that little girl not to ask now, that goddamn question.
I actually didn't even think of that.
Or the producers knew that he said not to, and they told her to ask the question anyway and didn't even tell her. But
so
I
throw her
would
ass under
not
the bus?
Be surprised. Yes, I would not be surprised if she did not know that he didn't ask the question. Or if she did... As she did know not to ask him the questions because the producers told her to. Either way, she's doing her job. And I just felt like it was fucked up for her to be embarrassed and get cussed out on TV over doing her fucking job. Like, you know that you're... It's not like she asked you your fucking HIV status, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like she asked you this, like, wild and crazy... Some interviewers will ask you some crazy questions.
Oh, see, no.
She just asked you something that you brought up in an interview. You the one told Wrap Up that you don't fuck with him.
That was Wrap Up. If I came to BET and said, I don't want to talk about it, then
that's
it.
Right, but if you didn't want to talk about your relationships with Trey Songz, you should have kept that shit a fucking secret.
I don't want to talk about it with BET. That's the decision I made. That's okay. How I'm looking at it. If I can say no whenever I want to. I could talk about something all damn day, and when I don't want to talk about it no more, I have the right to say no, I refuse to talk about it further or with you. I retain that right as a person.
I'm just saying that if I sit up on the read and say that my booty shoots out glitter every morning and then I go and do an interview tomorrow, I can tell them, don't ask me about my booty glitter. But
yeah.
If they ask, that is a risk that I took, and I don't have to like flip off on the handle, and I'm especially not going to do it in front of kids, and I don't even like children. Did you see how they reacted to fucking Walkmans and rotary phones?
I did.
That fucking kids... I want to do a grown-ass adult's react to
Oh, my
to
God, listen.
Reacting to Walkmans.
There's an elders react where they get, like, older people to react to shit, and it is 10 times better than the kids because the adults are just like, the fuck are you young people doing? And it is everything. You have to see. It's like elders react to
I know
Shakira's
had,
Can't Remember to Forget You. My God. You have to watch that video.
I know there was kids react, and I've known that there's teens react,
yeah,
I think.
They have elders now.
And I think they have like a YouTuber's react, but I don't, yeah. I didn't know there was
and the elders is everything. Oh my God, it is so good.
I want elders to react to Vine.
They do, actually. They apparently Grind On Me was a Vine phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, anyway, somebody come out of, I had no idea about it, so I was reacting along with the old elders. And somebody put a bunch of those on YouTube and showed all these grandmas and grandpas, like, all these vines of shirtless boys grinding. And it was just, their reactions were classic. Like, they're just so hilarious.
Have you seen those old ladies who reacted to the Kardashian sex?
Yes, I have.
That was cool.
That was funny.
Anyway, I just couldn't with the kids reacting to that walk band. And then, this is, let me tell you something.
Oh, God, what happened?
Children should not have phones. You are 6. Who are you calling?
Not a goddamn soul.
They showed them a rotary phone, and they were like, the kids didn't even know there was dial tone. This little adorable black girl was talking about, so no text messaging. How would you?
How do you talk
if you want
to
talk
friends?
To your friends? Oh, I guess you would call them. Yes, girl, you would call them.
Yes, the guy was like, so you had to be home, and your friend had to be home in order for y'all to talk on the phone. And the kids were like, what?
Like,
why would you
torture.
Live like that?
They didn't even want a pay phone. They didn't know what a busy signal was. Or dial tone.
Like, how do you not know? You really don't know what a busy signal is? Like, what? They were like, you can call people and they're not available. What? How is that even
a And they
thing?
Wouldn't even know that you called them.
What? Those kids were blown away, and I was like, I'm fucking ancient.
I was like, you know what? Fuck these kids, because you are not going to... First of all, rotary phones ain't that damn old, and neither are Walkmans. Do not do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't even know that you had to put headphones in it to listen to the
yeah,
music.
Yeah, you know, that shit is old.
I was disgusted.
The oldest one of the kids in that video was born in 2001.
Jesus.
The oldest one of those kids. So they literally do not know about this. This is like when our parents would talk to us about 8-tracks and shit. Like, what? You did what? I still don't know how they work. Yes, that is what this is. We are experiencing that. And the worst part is that my mama said this would happen. My mama said one day, if you are lucky enough to live that long, you are going to know how this feels. And she was right.
This is awful.
Oh my, it's terrifying.
And they have the nerve to be bad when all of these things are just, they're smashed together.
That's
in this
what they said about us.
Device.
That's what they said about us in video games. How can you be bored? You have all this technology. How are you ever bored? That's how I feel about kids. What is Google? What? How are you bored? You can put any question in the internet.
The better question is, who the fuck are you texting? The ice cream man? You don't need to have no black ass iPhone, sis. For what?
For what?
You don't need to talk to nobody.
I think they let kids have iPhones and iPads just so they'll be on the same curve as all the other kids.
And that's why we had shit like Black Planet and AIM and all that stuff when I was like in,
Asian
you know,
Avenue.
Early or whatever, because we may not have had texting, but I remember when all the texting and shit started. I was just thinking today when my mama, when I got a good report card, my mama gave me a Nokia phone and I thought I was the shit.
Nigga.
I had
I
the color
ones. I sat
there
playing Snake all day.
I had the color ones.
I had the bitch where you could change the faceplate.
That's it. That's
yes.
the one I had.
Yes, nigga. And the battery came off.
I was ahead of the curve. Yes.
Yes.
These bitches don't, there's no,
they don't know this shit.
You can't even take a battery out the iPhone.
They don't even know batteries. Like, they're like, what? The Walkman, they tried to turn it on. They were like, where's the power button? No, you just have to.
You have to put something in it?
Like you don't know? Oh, my God.
I can't stand kids.
We're old. We're old. Well, everybody who is not young is old.
All right. Let's move forward to what everyone's been waiting for.
What everyone's been waiting for. I don't know what this is.
So.
Oh, God. Yes, I do.
In an effort to.
Jesus.
Promote the oncoming season. And yes, I'm going to say it because this is what I believe.
Yes, this is absolutely true.
It's factual as far as I'm concerned. In an effort to promote the upcoming season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Mimi Faust and her whatever, Little Nemo. I don't know
yes,
what his name is.
Her little boy toy.
Nico,
right?
Something.
Something
Nico?
Like, it's
Nico.
Whatever. I'm not sure.
Nico. They wait, I have it somewhere and pulled up. I just don't care. Yes. Here we go. Mimi Faust. They don't even. Oh, Nico Smith.
Okay.
Are releasing a sex tape. I believe later this month is when it's slated to hit the streets. All your favorite barbershops and F-150s will have.
Yes. All of your bodegas will have them right back there with the Lucy's.
And so, yeah, I just, okay, sex tape coming through Vivid. They say that Vivid got hold of the sex tape and contacted Mimi and Nico and the Love and Hip Hop people, and everyone signed off on it to be released. Yet, in the super trailer for the season, Mimi seemed pretty broken up about it. Just like, you know, I have a daughter. While I mean, she's crying in the Vivid office.
Well, she's probably trying to pretend like, you know, they made this video, like had it made. Because there's
oh,
clearly
no.
a crew.
We're going to get to
oh, okay.
that.
All right. Keep going.
Yes. So what I found interesting about this, and this is why I'm just really with reality TV. I'm going to get to that in a second as well. But. I just found it interesting that literally like 12 hours after the trailer for the season came out, a trailer for this sex tape came out. We heard about, and some people say that this like this has been going on since October or something. I don't know nothing about that. But yeah, right after this trailer for the show came out, here goes this trailer for the sex tape that they were talking about in the trailer for the show.
That was planned. And
it was like, girl... Your baby was at school. You dropped your child at school and dropped the trailer. By the time you picked the baby up, the sex tape trailer was out. Like, it came out the same damn day. It was like...
And it was on WorldStar. Make it even worse. You had to look at WorldStar in order to see the sex tape trailer.
I don't know
Good
what
God.
This... What they're going to do with the season or how Mimi is going to complain or claim that this just... is the worst and we didn't mean for this to happen.
Girl.
Sweetie.
Girl, ma'am, ma'am.
You had lights,
bitch,
camera,
come on,
and action.
Yes, you did, girl.
Bitch, you had a whole crew.
You had a crew, bitch. You had some, there were multiple cameras. catching you fucking doing pull-ups on the goddamn with shower curtain fucking rod.
Shower rod from Mount Olympus. The world's strongest.
You had Black Twitter going crazy over that bullshit.
Shit made out of the same metal as Thor's hammer. This fucking shower rod that takes a bruising and keeps on cruising.
Yes, it does.
Bitch, you mean to tell me that you had who the fuck ever in this hotel room recording you and this nigga that you just started dating? Probably found him at Tracks or Bulldogs or whatever
Don't
fucking club
that.
Down there. It's just started dating however long ago when this show, like the last season of this show,
right.
And you felt comfortable enough to bring strangers into your situation to record y'all having sex? What? Just for fun?
Like,
just like, hey, let's record a sex tape. But I don't want to do none of that. That 15-second, 140 characters love, baby. I want to go all the way with it. Were you trying to be the world's first private porn star?
Like, I could see if it was an actual sex tape that you can tell two people did themselves and that leaked, I would feel really bad for her.
Right.
Because then I would feel like, you know, they legitimately came across it and then basically coerced her.
They were like,
you know, we can leak it anonymously, quote unquote, or we can pay you. It's up to you. Like, I feel like it would probably have been that sort of situation.
Ooh, girl, what?
I did not know Mimi was this famous at all.
That's the thing I'm getting around to. I'm annoyed by it because even with Kim Kardashian's tape, I still feel like they wanted that to happen. That's my personal opinion. And I try not to judge her for that anymore. But I'm not going to, you know, like hang that shit over her head anymore. Like, she did a sex tape. Everybody hasn't seen a vagina. It's fine. It is what it is. You would have seen it one way or another. So,
it was inevitable.
It's just like Kim Kardashian and them get on my nerves because they don't do shit and they're famous anyway. And it's just, I feel like maybe, was that what you were trying to accomplish here? Because we make these people famous. I can't help but watch these shows sometimes because it's just so bad that it's good. But at the same time...
No, it's really bad.
It's really bad. This show... Especially.
I have not watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta since Stevie J was on our show.
And I really stopped watching it around then, too.
I really did. I have not seen it, and I do not watch the rest of it.
It helped bring some realism to it, because I know that he is really...
Yes, Stevie J is really like that in real life. I thought it was an act.
Maybe worse.
Knowing that he's really like that helped me to not watch it a lot. Helped a lot.
But this is just like, bitch, where are your morals? Where are your scruples? Where's your dignity, bitch? Like, are you seriously selling your vagina for this program? Like, we knew nothing about
right.
these people before they came into our lives via this program.
Right.
And they are so thirsty to stay on our television and keep this money flowing
yep.
because they don't have anything else to offer the world
yep.
that they are literally willing to sell their dick and ass.
Yes.
At this point to stay there. That is frightening. But it's like, do I hold myself accountable for watching the bullshit? Or do I hold them accountable for being nutcases? Because you can have a reality show that is just a little bit more genuine and toned down. It doesn't have to be fuckery in order for me to watch it.
Yeah.
I like T and Tamara's show. They're hot messes in their own ways, but they're not out here hot messing it just for ratings.
They're not going to do porn so they can stay on reality TV. Their self-esteem is higher than that.
And they were talented and they were doing things before they did a reality show.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't know nothing. And Stevie J could have written music for Jesus. I didn't know nothing about that man until... I had heard of him. But the reason I heard of him is because someone in Atlanta told me a story about him spitting in some girl's face and I'm like trying to punch
what
her or something at a club.
I'm
That's how
not
I was,
surprised.
Nigga, we met him in person.
Right.
So,
anyway.
It's just like, this kind of thing to me is... It's whack. Like, if you want to... If this is what you want to do with your life, fine. People buy sex tapes all the time, and I'm definitely not judging people for making sex tapes. I'm just saying, if you're going to make a sex tape, I would hope that it would be with somebody that you're comfortable enough to do that with, and you would not care if it was on the internet. Because I just feel like that is something that you have to acknowledge and accept before you hit record.
Right.
Like... I'm not, you know, I would not be mad if this is on the internet.
Especially if you hired a film crew. Like, girl.
Especially.
It's like you did this for commercial purposes.
Film crew.
Like, girl, you hired people. They came and set it up. You had a makeup and everything. Like,
I had to lean into your face.
You did.
Away from
you
the
were
mic.
Really in my, yeah, you were in my face when you said that. Yes, it was just like. Come on, this like, was obviously you, meant to be right. a commercial porno. It was.
If it was something, again, like Kim and Ray J, where it's just like you grabbed your iPhone or some Canon camera or something yeah. like that and just recorded something privately.
Then maybe.
And I would still have doubts. But that is just like, if you take something that's supposed to be private and you leak it, you're dirty. Yeah. But this is something that was recorded with professional cameras. Seemed like it was done by people who do this for a career or for a living. Like, this was porn.
Yeah.
What else were you trying to do with this?
I honestly don't know why y'all still make sex tapes. I really don't. Or send nudes. I don't get it. It just blows my mind because it's like this shit leaks all the time. Somebody's porn or nudes leaks so often that I don't even care anymore when it happens. It's just like, oh, somebody else's ass, somebody else's vagina or dick on the internet. Like, it just is so frequent. I don't. But anyway, y'all do what y'all want with y'all's bodies. I just don't get it.
Anyway, I'm totally not judging you for doing a sex tape if that's what you want to do. I'm totally judging you for doing a sex tape for a reality show. And I'm going to judge you if you try and go on there and pretend like it wasn't supposed to happen.
A reality show. Like, girl, do you realize how cheap you are? Like, you...
It bothers me because I feel like people are like people are trying to make this lane of just being famous and rich for doing nothing.
People don't mind being famous for terrible reasons.
Because you can.
They just want to be, and I don't understand, why would you want to be famous? It looks like a bunch of bullshit. It looks like a bunch of people in your business all the time and never being able to have any privacy. Business. And you can't go outside without looking decent and putting makeup on or else everybody will call you fat and ugly or what the fuck ever else. Like, it looks terrible.
And what were you thinking knowing that you have a child, a daughter on top of that?
Like, I mean,
this ain't even her daddy.
I feel bad for that little girl.
I feel awful for that child because what you're doing is like, and then we done seen kids wrecked and they all got Vine and the internet and shit. So this girl could probably be in first damn grade and all her classmates know that her mama's pussy's on the internet.
Well,
thank you, Mimi. Great.
All the adults in Eva's life. Is it Eva or Eva, the little girl?
I feel like they say Eva.
Eva. I feel like all the adults in her life are garbage anyway. Between Jocelyn and Mimi and Stevie J, it's like, who's going to raise this little girl? My God.
It's awful.
She would be better off just rolling her ass on down to, like, the aquarium or something in Atlanta and just letting the fish look at her. Because, goddamn, really? Stevie J and Jocelyn? And now your mama's in a cell. Every time, I just feel for her because when she's at school on the playground, it's going to be, that's why your mama.
And I always thought that Mimi was the one who was like, I watching the show, I thought that she was dumb. Yeah. A lot of the decisions
An
that she
idiot.
Made. But I thought that at least that little girl is around her. And I mean, like, she's got her as a mama with as CBJ opposed, as a daddy.
Something
and
to balance
fucking
it out.
Jocelyn as a stepmama or
what
whatever
the
at this
fuck?
Point.
Fuck, your stepmama is at Jocelyn? Least,
but now here come Mimi doing porn.
And speaking of Jocelyn, honey, you ain't got no room.
Come on.
To throw shade at nobody's pussy.
Come on.
For being on the nowhere. Because, honey, I've seen yours in a twit pic, and I know you didn't get no royalties off that.
Come
so
on.
Can you not? Like, not you, not them other hoes who have all been involved in sex work or whatever the fuck ever else. Like, not even just, I don't mean to say, like, hoes are doing sex work. That came out really wrong. But.
You mean, yeah.
I mean, women. Like, if you. Women in this is so God.
Yeah, that helped.
I'm sorry. I'm drunk off the fucking mangarita. What I'm trying to say is, if you worked as a stripper, maybe you and your all of your naked body has been all over the internet, and you're very proud, and you this and you the
yeah,
baddest.
Yeah, she's not
punta.
Ashamed of it.
Yeah, like you're not ashamed, and that's great. Own your sexuality. That's fantastic. But bitch, that means when somebody else's pussy is on display, it's not your time to speak up. It's just not
your time. Thank you.
Nope. 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 Like, stand up in your sexuality and be as out with it as you want to. Have your titties on display. Do whatever the fuck you want. But if somebody else is involved in nudity work as well, it's not your time to throw stones. Like, it's just really not your lane, baby girl. Just sit the fuck down.
Talk about, what is this? With that boring sex, we gonna do father son to granny porn?
Right.
Your man didn't mind, did he?
Okay, shit. Why you over here talking shit? Like, bitch, who are you? Wasn't you showing your pussy to everybody with some dollar bills? Like, how are you clowning somebody? How are you? Where do you find the nerve? I just am so okay. Whatever. Whatever you say, girl. And if that's what you want to do, then do it. I love strippers. I think if you want to do porn or whatever the fuck else, then do it. But don't judge somebody else for doing it.
I just don't know that I'm going to be watching Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta.
I will not. I don't give a damn about this sex tape. That is not going to make me watch this show.
I like being part of the jokes, like the inside jokes. And I love live tweeting with y'all. You know, and I might actually watch the first episode, but I really don't think that I can do it anymore. The only reason that the reason they keep doing madness like this is because we watch it.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining.
So you don't really want it to stop.
No, I want this to stop. If they cancel this tomorrow, I'd be as happy as they did Single Ladies.
But then
BET would probably just try and pick it up like they did with Single Ladies.
Oh, somebody's going to pick it up. They're not going to cancel it.
It is an awful... Sure.
The only way it's going to get canceled is if y'all don't watch
it. If we don't watch it. That's what I'm saying.
And that's not going to happen.
So who's accountable? I don't really know.
No, people are going to tune in. This season premiere is going to have record numbers. Yes, because it's trash. And people want to see trash play out. People do. People like mess. People like drama.
Jerry Springer's been on TV for so long.
Yeah. People love messy shit. It's just, I don't know, the way of some forms of entertainment. So, doop doop.
Well, I mean... At least you showed out. That shower rod technique is going to get somebody killed, girl.
I feel like I'm going to have a hangover from drinking this. Did you see K. Michelle's little shady video? Her little Instagram video? Girl, I just am so... Okay. I'm still
you
looking
on
at...
the same show, same franchise. Mm. And mama, you are famous for being a mess as well.
Come on.
And you have a nice voice, and although all of your songs are written in Section 8, I won't deny that you have a very beautiful voice.
You ain't shit.
And you have a market, and that's great. I don't appreciate the whole, like, look at me, look what I've been through, this is who I am, and this is what, because who you are does not make, what you've been through does not make you who you are.
Nope, not at all.
At all. So you throwing flowers at people, you gonna hit me with flowers! You throwing flowers at people and acting a mess and throwing drinks and all of that madness.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, you keep it. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So I don't feature K. Michelle's musty ass either.
Nope. Next.
Oh, actually, that's the end of whatever we're this thing.
Okay, well, let's take a break.
Hey, girls and boys, this is Kid Fury, and I'm going to remind you about our sponsors at Hulu Plus. HuluPlus.com/3 is where you can go for an extended free trial and access to tons and tons of awesome video content. Of course, I'm still watching Community and praying that they get a sixth season. I'm watching MasterChef a lot. That's a really cool show, as well as The Mindy Project, which I've caught up on. And yes, go and enjoy it. It's awesome.
Yes, you guys, we're giving you a free 2-week trial over at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up again with that free 2-week trial. And you can watch on a bunch of different devices like your Roku, your Xbox One, your Apple TV. If you have one of those, it's so dope. Also on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and tablets. And of course, my personal favorite, the Wii U. You can head on over. They're constantly updating their library, and there's tons of stuff that we know you're going to love. So again, that's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Head on over and sign up. You are gonna love it.
And let's get back to the show.
Okay.
So now's the time for listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your man. So listen, let's just talk about the mango experiment. Mm. How are you feeling? Because
about what?
About this experiment that we're doing.
I am great.
Okay. Okay, because I'm feeling just a little bit loopy.
I feel like the headphones are microwaves.
Okay.
I feel like there's a microwave on my left and right ear, and I'm warm.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Great.
I don't really know how I feel because, yes. I don't even think I'm halfway done with this little can, and I already feel very warm on the inside and not entirely sure about things. So
I pre-gamed.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Hey,
thanks
girl.
A lot for that.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, yes, okay. asktherita@gmail.com, and we have two updates this week. The first one was from, remember the college student whose father took her loan money that the relative sent her money for school and her daddy took it? So she said, wrote us back and said, getting advice from two completely unbiased strangers allowed me to see that I had every right to feel the way I did about my situation. So thanks for that. A lot has happened since then. For the past few weeks, my dad and I have been having casual conversation, which often ended with him asking when we would see each other again. I went over there 2 weeks ago and immediately felt a cold vibe from him. I went upstairs to what used to be my room and saw all of my clothes and belongings in bags. He told me, I'm going to use this room for something else so you can come get your stuff whenever. And I'm sure I don't have to go into detail about how I felt after that because it's pretty obvious. A part of me hopes that we can reconcile eventually, but I honestly feel like I'm saving myself from a lot of stress in the long run because I can't trust him. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll send in another update. On more positive news, I'll be attending a cheaper state school in the fall, which I'll be paying for by myself. Thanks again for your help.
Shouldn't have had to.
That really sucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That sucks. I don't really know what else to say about that.
Keep your eye on the prize and be positive. Yeah. And at least you're going to school, which is great. And just have faith that things will work it out. But definitely don't feel bad because your daddy and shit.
Keep your head up. And we got an update from Renee, who wrote us last week about the passionate sex that she had. Remember? We were like, you're 20 though. And she and her boyfriend had broken up, but then they had sex. And she was like, do I miss him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she wrote us back and said, the D must have had me totally draking because I was floating in thoughts of nothing was the same and quickly snapped back to reality when Fury said, think about how he made you feel. Our breakup was a long, drawn out hell. You're right, Crystal. I'd feel like a damn fool in someone's jail cell if we broke up again. Why would I piece together remnants of an unappreciative double standard relationship? I've been my best since he's been gone, and we both have growing to do, so I'm going to just readjust my crown and keep on schooling life. That was close. Thanks, guys.
Well, congratulations.
Glad you avoided the pitfall.
And I am glad that we could help.
Me also, and as well. So our first question this week comes from Jason.
Oh, we're not finished?
That's it for the updates.
Yes, they were.
Did you think those were the questions?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're not drunk at all. So the first question is from Jason.
Hey, Jace.
And he says, there's one question for each of us. Yours is, what are your top three snack foods of all time? And mine is, if you could transplant one thing from Oklahoma, what would it be? I don't know why I read this as three things. Okay. Yeah, so if I could bring one thing from Oklahoma to New York, I think it would be Brahms, which is so, 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 so unhealthy of me. But Brahms is this local ice cream and dairy store. It's literally called the ice cream and dairy store in Oklahoma and parts of North Texas in that general area. And it is fucking everything.
Oh, wait, I think I know of this.
Like, it is some of the best ice cream. Like, if I don't have Blue Bell, then it needs to be Brahms. Like, seriously, that's pretty much it. And they have, like, really great burgers and fries and chicken strips and everything. It's just, like, this cute little Oklahoma place, and I absolutely love it. I miss Brahms so much. And so if I could bring that to New York, I definitely would. But there was a bunch of runners-up to that question. Like, we have all kinds of great stuff in Oklahoma that I wish I could have here.
What was mine?
Were yours is your three your favorite snacks? Yes, snack foods, yes. Wow. I would say the Doritos in the purple bag. I know you love those.
Yeah, that's definitely on it. I was just trying to figure out, does it have to be in a particular order?
No, I think you can just go with the flow.
Okay. I really love the spicy and sweet whatever Doritos in the purple bag.
Mm-hmm.
I also really enjoy oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
Which is kind of, no, not the oatmeal, the chocolate chip. Yeah. Cream pies. There's like an oatmeal cream pie. Y'all all know, like the Little Debbie ones,
yeah,
that are basically like all sugar and plastic or whatever they make those things out of. But they have one that's like two chocolate chip cookies. But there's a specific way that you have to eat it. You have to eat it around like in a circle first, because then it pushes a lot of the cream into the middle. So it's like it's almost like, imagine if it had crust and then you just like, you eat that all first. And then,
are you serious?
There's a way that you have to do it.
Why would you want all that cream?
Because it's delicious.
But in what, you need it spread out evenly. You don't want it all in one place.
No.
Oh God, you were that kid who take a bunch of Oreos and put all the filling.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I still do that sometimes.
Oh, all right. Anything else other than the purple Doritos?
And I really like. This is really difficult. Fucking snack foods. Yeah. I don't know.
The bad junky ones that you loved all your life.
What?
Like the horrible junky ones that no one should ever eat, but you still love them.
Fuck.
You can't think of a third one?
Maybe Hot Cheetos.
Mmm, Hot Cheetos. A hood
but
classic.
There's so many things you can do with Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. They can, like, they're just, it's such a versatile food.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. And they're just tangy and delicious all by themselves, so.
Yeah, so okay. I guess that's it.
Thanks so much. And let's move on. Our next question comes from Shan. And Shan says, hi, guys. I'm 24 and I love the show. I'm writing because I have a question, obviously. Okay. My girlfriend and I were together for 10 months before I left her. She openly admitted to me that I come second to her job and didn't see it as a problem. I've been through a horrible relationship prior to this one, so I decided that I would never be with someone who doesn't put me first. Keep in mind, she and I have the exact same job, and I have always put her first. I absolutely love her, and it was hard to make the choice to leave, but I felt like it's what I had to do. My question is, would you stay with someone who doesn't put you first or who puts you second to a job, or would you stick it out for love? Thanks, guys, and congrats on this show. You two are awesome. Thanks, Shan. What do you think, Kiv Heary?
I think
you're
that,
so wasted.
I think that in the name of the moon, I will finish this question.
Okay.
I think that if you're in a relationship, that's a difficult question because I think that maybe if you just don't feel like a priority or if you feel like constantly overshadowed by her job, then I guess then that could be a problem. But some people are just very career driven and just don't like to be distracted from reaching goals. So I guess it's just more so about trying to find like a balance or them trying to find balance. And if they can't do it, I don't think there's anything wrong with walking away from them.
Yeah, I think you should find somebody whose first priority is a relationship. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with your ex-girlfriend for putting her career first, because I definitely do too. Mm. And so if I was dating somebody and they were mad because I was always doing something else, like work related, then you just have to be mad because I don't give a shit. Like, that's my highest priority right now.
Right.
So I don't blame your ex-girlfriend for that at all. But I think that when you are dating, you should find somebody who's looking for the same thing you are.
Right. Like, breakups don't always have to be,
it doesn't
like,
have to be like a terrible
or
thing,
awful
right,
or something like that. Sometimes it could just be that you aren't on the same page and you're not really looking for the same thing, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, you know, it didn't work out, and you know, you just move forward. So that's all.
I understand you love her. That sucks that you know, y'all were together for 10 months. That's a long time to realize that you weren't really on the same track. So I'm sorry that you caught feelings for her, like these terrible feelings. And then, you know, now you feel like it's best for y'all to break up. I know that must be hard, especially since it's harder for me anyway to go through breakups when one person didn't completely, the other person didn't completely piss me off. Like,
yeah,
if it was just, you know, like I can really see the good in you, but this is not going to work. Yeah, that's hard.
That
it
really sucks.
Yeah. I've been in a couple of those. And then I've been a couple of the ones where it was like, we need a restraining order from one another. So I've been on both sides of that fucked up coin. Anyway, Shan, good luck in your future with finding somebody who is just as lovesick as you are.
Yay.
They're out there somewhere. And our
hopeless romantics are alive.
Yeah, they're, like I said, I mean, I'm not. Oh, okay. Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm just like kind of starry-eyed and just, oh.
That's why I couldn't. I just, you want the fairy this tale? Whole season thing. Like, I just don't even. Like, why can't you just date someone and, or just like date? Like, why can't, like, I don't know. I think that especially with, I don't know about like lesbians, maybe not so much straight people, but gay boys are just all about like, put it in my butt.
Oh no.
Like, it's just, it's
lesbians
all just
are
like,
all like, move into my house. We're the exact opposite. Lesbians are like, oh, we've known each other for 10 days. Great, let's get engaged. Like, that's our thing.
Okay.
We either go way too fast or way too slow. We don't have any middle ground. And most of us are like way too fast, but on the marriage track. It's like, I can't believe I found another girl. Let's get married right now. Which, well, no, girl, get the fuck on somewhere with all that. I just don't have time. I don't have time to be bothered. No, what? I'm stepping into, like, my full-grown woman adulthood, and it feels so good. I just want to tell all you girls in your 20s, hold on, because it gets so much better to just be a fully grown adult woman and know who you are and be confident and secure in that. It feels amazing. And I'm going into this summer ready to be a grown-ass woman who does whatever she wants to do. Like, I feel so good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Love. Oh yeah, I don't have time, but you do, and really that's nice.
Feel on my arm.
Okay, well, maybe we should stop drinking the malt liquor.
Oh no, it's not that.
No, okay,
it's a little warm.
Well, our last question comes from Lil A.
Alrighty.
Normally, I can speak pretty well, I think, but not today. I am a. No, this is a woman. I am a 27-year-old research associate at my local hospital, and I am currently in school working on my master's degree work. Also, as of today, I am 7 weeks and 3 days pregnant. The father and I were together for 3 years, but we were off and on this past year due to his fuckboyisms. We slept together shortly after the holidays, and honestly, I don't know why I did that. I could not stand him, and we were not on speaking terms before then. And I became pregnant during that bullshit polar vortex down here in Georgia. That polar vortex probably got a lot of y'all caught up. I am really disappointed in myself for being in this predicament, as I am usually fastidious when concerning any reproductive matters. When I told him I was pregnant, I did not expect him to be doing cartwheels, but he acted like a complete asshole. He blocked my calls and texts and only contacted me through these weird emails telling me how he does not ever want to talk to me again and that I'm pregnant solely to be a nuisance. Jesus Christ. What? Oh, these niggas are just so dumb.
What?
What? This really hurt me because he is the only person who knows right now, and he is treating me like trash.
Did he shoot his sperm?
Like, these niggas are dumb, okay? Look, she's not even done yet. I don't want to be with him at all, and I kick myself daily for even starting a physical relationship with him. So for him to even have that on his raggedy ass mind bothers me. Yesterday, we talked briefly, and he told me he's not happy about this pregnancy and that he does not want to ever talk to me. I'm assuming he's saying this because he has a new girlfriend. My question, she included some stuff about the girlfriend being like really ratchet and making like veiled threats on the internet to like be raggedy about her baby. Like, suffice to say that Lil A is in a fucked up situation. My question is this: should I let this go and deal with raising the child on my own with the help of child support that he will definitely be on? Or should I try to be cordial with this dumbass? I'm sure he and his new lady will not make it very far because she will see the type of person he is in the long run and let that go, or he'll cheat on her. I have not been able to tell my friends anything about the situation because all I've been doing is working and sitting at home brooding and sulking over the past few days. I'm too ashamed right now because I never thought I would be in such a fucked up situation. Please help. Oh, Lil A. You knew he was a fuckboy, girl, and you fucked him anyway.
You fucked
him. Girl, this is why it's so important to put personality over dickability. It's so important. You can't. Come on, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what's done is done. And him being a fuckboy, even though you knew he was a fuckboy, it doesn't excuse him from being a fuck father. So, but let's just avoid this situation if we at all possibly can. Anyway, now on to the problem.
Should
she cut her ties and just be like, you know what? I'll just raise this baby on my own and fuck it. He just don't have a daddy other than that check that comes in every month. Or she should she? Okay, the drink's almost gone. Should she put him, like, try to be patient and work with him and, like, have the baby have a relationship with his dad and all that? What do you think she should do, knowing the details of her story?
I think that she should raise that baby by her damn.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree.
And collect those checks. I know lots of single mothers that are badass single mothers, and they give their child plenty of love, and the children can grow up to be awesome human beings. So, I would not involve your baby with his or her fuck boy father or ratchet
step girlfriend mother. What girl. The fuck? Who? Some.
I don't even know what.
Unknown, unimportant party.
It's not even a step. It's a tiptoe.
Like, girl, who are you?
A tiptoe.
Like, why
girl.
Are you even speaking right now?
Just
you girlfriends. Just girl. This is not your lane. Shut up. Anyway.
Like, how about instead of you trying to get on the internet and threaten or do whatever it is about me and my baby. How about you look at the fact that this nigga has gotten me pregnant and is shitting on me? How are you gonna feel when he gets your monkey ass pregnant and shits on you, bitch?
How do y'all not see
Why that? Don't you ever think about that, ladies? Why don't you ever think about it? Why don't you ever hold your fuckboy boyfriends accountable for their fuckboy bullshit? Damn, it's gonna be you next, dummy. Shit.
Oh, girl, listen, your baby daddy is truly a fuckboy. And I'm glad I don't even have to break that down for you. Like, you know it. You see it. The nigga is an asshole.
It's too bad that you didn't see it before you.
Well, no, you saw it, but you dick.
It's too bad that you didn't hold on to that.
But that's okay. The point is that he is a toxic personality, and you do not need that during your pregnancy. You need to be as stress-free as possible. And so if I were you, I would limit my time around anybody who makes me feel stressed, period. Yeah. Like, you need to be as happy and relaxed and as comfortable as possible during your pregnancy. Should not be a miserable experience for you. Even though your baby daddy is an asshole, you still deserve to have a happy pregnancy. And your kid deserves to have a happy life, not an abusive father who's going to come in and out whenever he wants and talk shit about his mother or whatever the fuck else. Like, your kid doesn't deserve that either. Kids are better off with no father than a bad one. So don't put your baby through that. Collect the money legally and leave it alone. I wouldn't keep him, you know, necessarily from seeing his child, but I wouldn't encourage it either. Like, you need to research the laws on paternity and child support and custody and all that in your state and be ready. Like, you're not even at the first trimester yet, so you have plenty of time to get all that together and have a game plan ready. But no, I personally would not be volunteering my baby to be around this asshole. No, I would not.
Tell your baby that his or her father is Usher or Michael B. Jordan or somebody.
No, do not.
I'm kidding.
Have your baby in Georgia going around telling people that, like, Usher is her daddy.
Like, comic relief. I'm so sorry.
You can do, like, on Bobby Boucher. And Bobby Boucher's mama told him that he died in the war or whatever, but really he just ran off with another woman. You can do that. What is the longest yard? You could do that.
No. Single moms do that all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah. Tell their kids that. Yeah, when they don't want the dad in the life or the dad ran
off.
They'll just be like, oh, yeah, he died.
Wow, now that you say people really do it in real life,
no,
I'm
people
like,
oh,
do that's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up. I don't think I would do
it's
it.
It's a hard situation.
It is rough.
I can't tell you what to do, but I can only tell you what I think I would do in that situation. But obviously, I've never been in your shoes, girl, so I don't know. I don't know how this goes. I'm sorry, though.
Sorry your baby dad's shitty.
Yeah. Hope you figure it out. And again, you and your baby are what's most important here, not his bitch ass feelings. So if he can't talk to you like a human being, then just don't fucking talk to him.
Yes, your baby deserves nothing but love and positivity. And anybody who's not going to provide that doesn't need to be anywhere near the child.
Absolutely. So that wraps up our lovely listener letters for this week. Again, you guys send all your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we will be right back. Hey guys, don't forget about our good friends over at NatureBox. Don't forget naturebox.com/the read will get you 50% off your very first box over there. They've got 100 plus unique foods, and every NatureBox comes with 5 different snacks, each in a resealable portable bag so you can snack on the go. You head on over, you can pick a monthly box size, so pick the one that works for your home or family. You can choose the snacks you want or be surprised every month and enjoy your nutritionist-approved snacks. You can get them sent to home or the office at naturebox.com/the read with 50% off your very first box.
Yes, I just finished my sourdough cheddar pretzels last night.
Delicious.
And I need to re-up. So go on over to naturebox.com, find something that you are interested in, or, as Crystal said, let them surprise you and figure it out then. So naturebox.com/the read, 50% off your first box. It's awesome. Try it out.
The sriracha cashews.
Oh, yeah.
So everything. Good. Yes. All right.
So,
and
yes, NatureBox, let's get the show finished up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're back, and it's time for the read, and I've got a little bit of mango left, so I'll let you.
I finished mine, and I just don't know that this was the best idea.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm actually not going to finish this. Can you throw this out?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But I drank all of mine.
Yeah, well, I started early.
Okay. Well, I don't know that this was the best idea we've ever had. I feel like it is very likely that I will have a hangover in the morning.
I'm ready for a nap right now.
But that's all right. So
oh, wait. Am I going to miss subconscious?
Subconscious, what the hell is
subconscious
that?
Subconscious is the, it's a set place. They have so, you can create your own salad.
What time do they close?
Look
at you.
12 minutes ago.
Okay. So yeah, I think you're going to miss. Are you, do you want to go first this week or do you want me to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to pass my read this week.
Pass the read like we used to.
And so our read this week comes from our dear friend Jaleesa. And Jaleesa says this. My read goes out to all the people who sit back and judge others for being super fans. I hate those people who are constantly on Instagram and Twitter saying, if only y'all praise this person like y'all praise God, or y'all are going to hell for worshiping so-and-so. Now, let me just say, let me just interrupt right here. I don't understand why the fuck y'all are that fake Christian. I don't even understand how you get to that point in your life to where you really want to judge people for stuff like that. But anyway, let's get back to Jaleesa, who says,
well, before we... Because I don't know if you've heard about this, but I believe that someone's like started a legit
Beyonce church. Why are you doing this?
I love...
Why did you...
Kia and I talked about this.
But listen, I just want to stop you right now.
But I partially... Because I've said Beezus a few times, and I stopped because I had to realize that people were taking Beyonce's head, photoshopping it on Jesus Christ's body.
Right.
And I had to say, okay... I see that I've been part of the problem here.
Right.
And it's time for me to stop.
Yes, I agree.
So, Beyonce is everything. I love her down. I will give her my money. I will defend her till the end. But she did not die on the cross.
Yes. And I absolutely agree. However, I just want you to know that story is absolutely fake and came from a blog that claims to be satirical. And about a million people have sent me that link, and I am so over it. But
okay, well, I just changed my read.
I tried to stop you, but I could. I was unsuccessful.
This happens to me 3 times.
I mean, I tried so hard to stop
on
you
on this show.
I was like,
every time,
and you wouldn't.
Don't send me anything else on the internet. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, so going back to Jaleesa, who says. First of all, I know good and damn well who my Lord and Savior is, and I don't have to explain that to you. Yes, I love to stand out for Beyonce, and yes, I may stand for Kanye, but in no way, shape, or form am I worshiping them. What happened to people just being fans? Why can't I just be super excited to be a fan? It doesn't mean that I put that person any higher than God, because at the end of the day, none of these celebrities will get me into heaven, and clearly I know that. I just wish some of y'all would have a backseat and let people live. Get a life and stop putting your 2 cents in about what others do. If you're concerned about me praising my God or like their... or lack thereof, I'm going to need you to get a church and a pulpit, and I still won't give a damn about what you're saying. You don't need to worry about my salvation. You need to worry about your own. God knows my heart and my loyalty, and I owe no explanation to anyone. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jaleesa. I absolutely agree. I'm one of those super fans of Beyonce mostly. And I hate when people ask me, you know, why do you do such and such for Beyonce if you don't do blah, blah, blah for Jesus? Because first of all, you don't know Jesus and me. You don't know how our relationship goes. And you have no idea what I do at church or in my community or anything like that. So maybe don't worry about it. Maybe you see what I put on social media because that's what I want you to see. If I wanted to talk about my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I would do that. I don't have a personal relationship with Beyonce, but if I did, I would not talk about it on the internet. So maybe just understand that I'm a fan of Beyonce, and that's why I talk about her so much. It doesn't have anything to do with Jesus. That's it. Thanks so much for that read. You guys can send in your past the reads at pasttheread@gmail.com.
I made a terrible choice today.
What was the terrible choice?
I drank that.
The mangarita? Yeah.
And so gross.
I'm going to have a lot of water. I could tell I'm old because I just had that and I want a lot of water and maybe a salad. Something to clean my system out.
Eating anything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Great decision making.
What are we doing?
Well, it's your turn to do a read.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, my read is for... people in, I was gonna say uptown, but I feel like this happens like a lot in the hood up here.
Mm-hmm.
People who go to, like bodegas and Chinese restaurants and like establishments that are, owned and operated primarily by like immigrants or in things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out the blatant racism.
Oh my God.
Why do y'all walk into these Chinese restaurants and just call these people all of these Asian slurs to their face. You go to the halal trucks, you go to the bodegas, and you call these people all of these slurs and treat them like they're, you know, they all live up to these stereotypes and stuff. Like, first of all, anybody that's handling your food, you should not be disrespecting. That's just common sense. But aside from that, have a little respect for the people who are providing you with, you know, beef and broccoli and sandwiches and condoms and cigarillos every fucking day. Like, have enough respect to walk in, to not walk in and be like, yo, ok, let me get, what is that? Although I'm not really sure if that's, I kind of feel like that's a,
I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds terrible.
I feel like it's I don't know. Someone confirm whether or not that's like a, and if it's a slur, then I apologize because I just repeated it. But
Jesus,
I'm just trying to say, like, it bothers me personally.
Yes.
Every time that I'm in one of those places and I hear them just come in and yell all of this foul racist shit to these workers, like, damn, not even just because they fucked up your order, not to say that that would be okay.
Right.
But like, just out of nowhere, like, yo, blank, let me get a number 11. Like, what? Why would you do that? Like, if they came into your fucking sneaker, some white people came into your sneaker store and said, yo, nigga, let me get a size 12, it would be a brawl.
It would be a problem.
Please just
don't
cut back. It's rude. I don't like it. That's just something that has been bothering me, you know, for a while. And when I say a while, I mean every night at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm in the deli.
Why are you at the deli at 3 a.m.?
None of your black business.
Okay, well, fine. But just saying, maybe the fans are listening and the fans want to know.
Getting a damn sandwich.
I mean, but it's 3 a.m.
So, baby, I'm hungry at 3 a.m.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, all right.
You've got judgment.
I don't have judgment.
You've got judgment.
No, I absolutely don't.
I feel it.
No, you can do whatever you want.
I'm actually palming the judgment.
Anyway, I totally agree with you on what you're saying. I witnessed something really racist happen at a Chinese restaurant once, and I was just like, bruh, turn down. Like, you're doing a lot right now, like being really stank to these people for no reason. And you just paid them to cook your dinner. Like, why?
Wait, didn't you do a read about that?
Maybe. If I did, it was deep into last year, so who knows?
Oh, well, then
or a long time ago. Doesn't matter. Okay. It's still relevant today.
All right.
Okay, so I think that pretty much wraps up The Read. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. And check us out at thisistheread.com.
This thing goes in the triple digits. Wow, good to
I
know.
Don't know that I will drink again in the studio because I'm very warm. Still just very warm and a little doozy. Woozy.
So,
yes, do you have any news or announcements for the people?
I'm going to go to sleep right here under this desk.
Okay, so don't forget to check out every episode at thisistheread.com. And do you have an acronym for us this week, or shall we just blame it on the alcohol? Okay.
DDT. Don't drink these. And by these, I mean all of the readers. Don't drink them. If you want a Rita, go get a professionally made.
I already have a hangover.
Oh. Or just make your own. I can't do this anymore. And I've had them before. Maybe it's the mango. No, it's not the mango. I don't know. I've had these before. And there's not even that many.
No. Can't do it. Sorry.
I just feel like I feel like all of the flops of the world have gathered together in my
God.
Intestine.
No.
Like, I feel like Keisha Cole is sitting next to, like, Lady Gaga, and they're playing art pop.
Don't. Oh, wow. Okay, I can't. Don't do.
I can't breathe.
I think we should go. We will see y'all next week.